Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Apple announced the App Store Small Business Program that, starting January 1st, will let developers who earn less than $1 million in annual sales apply for a reduced commission rate, where Apple would only take 15% instead of 30% of sales. Once you reach $1 million in a year, your rate automatically goes up to 30% from then onward. Sensor Tower estimates 98% of developers would qualify for the reduced rate. Those developers make up 5% of total App Store revenue. More details about applications and processes will be released in December. The U.S. FCC has voted to open additional spectrum for Wi-Fi use. This is in addition to the 1,200 megahertz of spectrum in the 6 gigahertz band it opened in April. The additional 45 megahertz of spectrum just voted on is around the 5.9 gigahertz band. It was set aside 20 years ago for vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-infrastructure transmission, but has not been used much. When devices are updated to support the additional bands, it will help increase speed and reliability. Firefox 83 comes with an HTTPS-only mode built in. When turned on, the browser will automatically try to connect you to websites securely, even if the link you typed or clicked is not HTTPS. If a secure version is not available, Firefox will warn you and ask permission to continue. Users can turn the feature on in Firefox's privacy and security preferences. Firefox 83 also adds pinch to zoom for Windows touchscreen devices. The President of the United States terminated the position of Christopher Krebs, who headed the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA. Last Friday, CISA issued a report finding, quote, no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, changed votes, or was in any way compromised. Former Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer, along with Enrique Munoz Torres, have launched a company called Sunshine. The company's first product is Sunshine Contacts, an iOS app for managing contacts. It's available by invite in beta, and an Android version is in development. The company previously operated under the name Lumi Labs. Sunshine plans to develop and release other products involving group communication, event planning, family sharing, and scheduling. SoundCloud announced it will add blue checkmarks next to artists it has verified. SoundCloud said it is adding the checkmarks to help well-known artists stand out and maintain their authenticity and to help listeners identify these artists more easily. Any artist can request verification from settings. Ad-free French social media app Yubo has reached 40 million users, according to details released, along with its latest round of funding. Yubo does not let you follow people or like content, though you can add friends. Instead, you join rooms based on topics like games, politics, etc., where you live stream from your phone and chat with other users. Users pay for extra features like boosting their profile or streams. Yubo is working on partnerships with YouTube to integrate video content and Snap to use its camera kit for lenses. Chrome 87 will prioritize active tabs to reduce CPU usage by 5 times. Google also promises Chrome will now use less power and memory. Chrome is also getting tab search starting on Chromebook. Oppo showed off the Oppo X 2021 concept phone with a continuously variable OLED display. In other words, a button can cause the phone to switch gradually between a 6.7-inch and 7.4-inch screen size, or anywhere in between, by rolling or unrolling the screen. In a demo for Engadget, the phone made the transition while video played and resized itself on the fly. It works by rolling a laminated OLED panel around a 6.8mm diameter roll motor into a hidden compartment. Oppo also announced its upcoming Find X3 phones will support full DCI-P3 wide color gamut and 10-bit color depth across capture, storage, and display. The display will not be 8-bit plus frame rate control, but actual native 10-bit color depth, and capture and storage will use 10-bit HEIF. Oppo will also offer color correction for people with color vision deficiency. Finally, Twitter user Maxwell was the first to point out that macOS Big Sur lets some Apple apps, like Apple Maps, for instance, bypass VPN connections. In Big Sur, Apple replaced network kernel extensions with network extension frameworks for handling traffic filtering. VPNs and firewalls are required to use these frameworks. However, ThreatPost found that about 50 Apple apps bypass the filters. That can be a privacy leak when using a VPN, and Patrick Wardle showed on Twitter how these apps could be used by malware to bypass firewalls entirely. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.